The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 514.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a creative entrepreneur, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Victoria Paredes Herrera. Victoria, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. That was a great introduction. Well, I'm Victoria. I was born in Long Beach, California, and I moved to the Philippines when I was about 5 years old. And I grew up here in the Philippines, in Manila. I started working really young. I started working when I was 16 as a writer. So I would contribute to different magazines as a freelance writer. And then eventually, when I got into college, I started modeling. To backtrack, I have 4 older siblings, and they're all in the creative industry. So all of them come from fashion and nightlife and, you know, music. And it, basically growing up, I've always had those influences. So that's why I started young, because I would see a lot of them in the creative industry, and then through connections, and I would meet people. They gave me a chance. They opened doors for me to allow me to be in the creative industry. So that's why I started writing. And then when I was 17, because I was already in the industry, I decided to model to help me pay for things my mom didn't want to pay for. And then when I graduated, I worked in a retail store. So we started a retail store. I worked in a magazine called Status Magazine here in the Philippines. I also was a co-host on a radio show called The Dollhouse. And after that, I launched my own book based on conversations on my radio show. So I was in so many different industries here in the Philippines. I mean, from fashion to hosting to like TV hosting to radio and that. And then we did a book. So I was doing a bunch of things. And then at about 24 years old, I left the country. I moved to Singapore for about 2.5 years. And there I picked up, I mean, different jobs to pay the rent. So I worked in sales. I worked in tech for a bit. I worked for a streetwear brand. And then eventually, I made my way over to Hong Kong, and then that's where I started working as well. I was doing a bunch of freelance gigs as well, and then I started my own company to sort of put everything together in one house, and that's where I did creative consulting, branding, social media, consulting, execution, content creation, and then, oh my God, I feel like I'm talking forever, and then after 2.5 years in Hong Kong, so that makes a total of 5 years me being abroad, I decided to move back to Manila, and then I started a women's empowerment platform and conference called She Talks Asia. So that's a mouthful, but that's pretty much the summary of my background.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Victoria, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
What I've been saying lately is just do you. It's not profound like by Buddha or whatever. It's I have a lot of people say, you know, just do you, or in it's kind of like, just do your thing, just be you. And in a way, it's taking your mask off and really showing up as who you are.
Thanks for sharing that. I really love that quote that you mentioned. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is, I think, in this stage, I'm trying to associate it to a feeling. So if you feel calm and you feel at peace and you can do things without feeling anxiety of, oh, what will people think? And, oh, you know, are they going to judge me? And if they do, like, you know what I mean? Like that paranoia that goes on. If you can step into that feeling of calm, like it's going to, okay, I'll do this and it's fine. If I make mistakes, it's okay. You know, things will be fine. I can learn from it and I can do better. I think stepping into that feeling of calmness for me is confidence. Because I would do the fake confidence before growing up. Like, yes, I'm confident. And then it comes off as a little, you know, trying hard, or I overcompensate. I would do that. So I'm okay to say that. But now it's like, can you just be at ease with who you are and at ease with your feelings and show up and, you know, not feel that pressure to fit in, like, you know, to try to change yourself to fit in. If you can walk into the room with just ease and feeling comfortable and not feeling like you have to put on all these masks, I think that's confidence. It's something that's just so effortless. That's how I see confidence now.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Victoria, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think I Sorry, I went to like 20 different experiences in my head when you said that. I think a lot of it was failure to try. Like, I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to participate in things because I couldn't, I was so nervous. So, like, people would invite me somewhere and I'd say no. Or they'd ask, do you want to try out for this? Or do you want to, you know, check this out? And I would always decline because I wasn't confident. So I think a lot of it was, like, failing to participate in life. Like, I'll just be on the sidelines watching and then hating. If they're not doing it right, or if they're not doing it what I think it should be, I'm just going to, like, bitch about it on the side. But that was it. And if ever I did show up to, like, to do something and I tried to put on that air of confidence, it was really fake. I remember going to castings when I was younger, and I would have to go to, like, the bathroom outside the office and do, like, deep breathing and, you know, like, talk to myself in the mirror, like, you can do this, you can do this. And it was so much hype. And I got in there, but I felt like I was just putting on a show for my casting for the next 10 minutes. And then when I left, the show was over, and then I would call someone and say, oh my God, it was horrible, and, you know, and they're not going to book me. And true enough, like, I manifested that. So I think before understanding what confidence was, it was a lot of acting. I mean, like, fake acting, like, I'm confident when I really wasn't. Yeah, and a lot of, like, declining of things, like, oh, I'm not going to do that, because I just didn't want to feel like a failure and go through those emotions of anxiety. I was like, no, I'll sit it out. But what I didn't get was super awesome experiences. I look back, I'm like, oh my God, I could have done so much more fun things if I just, you know, was a little bit more confident. If I just tried, if I was just okay, you know, I mean, okay with, like, participating and not being so self-conscious about things, if I could just ease into the situation. So that's how I feel like I was before.
Thanks for sharing that. I think that's something we all go through, right? We're so afraid to try new things, especially when we're not good at it, or, you know, we suck at it. And especially if it's our first time, of course, we're not going to be good, right? But, you know, as women too, we overanalyze everything to the point that we end up not doing anything. So I think that's something we can all relate to. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized that, you know, you were more than good enough to go out there and, you know, be the person you are today? What was that aha moment?
Oh, I love this. This is the part that changed my life. I took a life coaching course. I was always into self-help growing up. I loved it. I always loved, you know, reading books and audiobooks and listening to Oprah and watching YouTube videos. Like, I'm obsessed with it. But it wasn't really, like, cool. I mean, for circles I was in. So they would judge me and then think, you know, like, and mock me and then be like, okay, Oprah. And then I'd shut up and not bring it up ever again because I was too embarrassed. But I was going through depression and I had a lot of anxiety and I was living in Hong Kong. So I was going through it for a while. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take this life coaching course that my brother was doing in Manila. So he set up a company and then they're doing, like, these different life coaching courses. And I was like, what do I have to lose? Like, literally, I have nothing to lose. I will show up, like, we will probably write down our issues or whatever, and then I will come out of it, and then if anything, I'll be 5% happier, right? You just hope for the best, because at some point, when you're at, you know, your lowest, you'll do anything. You're like, oh, shit, I'll do whatever you want. So I walked in there knowing all of this stuff with self-help. Like, I knew it, like, the back of my hand. Even words they were saying, like, things I knew, but I realized I wasn't practicing it. And I think that was really humbling for me, because I sat there thinking I knew everything, but I realized that I wasn't practicing it, therefore I wasn't getting the results, right? So I think throughout that process, I liked the first weekend so much, I went back for another one, like the second level, and then I took the 3-month level, right? And through that process of, it's sort of like peeling off different layers to myself of what I was hurt, what hurt me, or what hurt me in the past, what I had to let go of, what I really wanted to be, being your authentic self. Like, you go through your layers, and then, of course, you go through, like, you know, a lot of aha moments. And I think for me, like, when I had to understand what confidence was, it's to really, as cheesy as it sounds, it's, like, to really just love myself and accept myself, because I'm such a perfectionist that when there's flaws, I hate to admit it, right? But we're all human and we'll all make mistakes. But learning how to love yourself through those imperfections taught me, like, dude, it's okay. I can fuck up. I can still love myself, you know? I don't have to be perfect. I'm okay. I'm enough. And I think that realization was my aha moment. And that's what really got my confidence, because I knew that I could make mistakes and not feel shame anymore, or not feel like, oh, it's not perfect, therefore I'm horrible. You know, going to those extremes are very, I don't know if a lot of people do this, but I did it. and it wasn't serving me. So when I went through that process of life coaching, I think it really, I mean, I had a great system, like support system around me who could help identify what was blocking me too. And they were like, you know, Vicky, maybe, you know, what we can see and pick up is that you're going through this, or have you ever thought about this? Just different fears that would hold me back. And I think when they identified it, and this is what I'm learning, when you put a voice to it and you say it out loud, you're like, oh shit, that was the thing holding me back the whole time, and it's not real. And, you know, I don't know if I'm blabbering now, but that's just really my journey. I had to go through a process of awareness, of reflection, of really looking back at what was holding me back. Was it really external, or was it just myself? Looking through what I really wanted, who I really wanted to be, what kind of relationships I really wanted, you know, it really gave me that perspective and clarity. And I think that's when I really could feel confident, not act it. I could feel it within my soul. I just felt more at ease being myself. I felt more comfortable being my body. I wasn't trying to, you know, impress people as much. I mean, granted, I still go through it every now and then, but now I catch myself. I'm like, aha, you're doing it. But yeah, it was really enlightening to feel that release. And I really felt like that was the shift in my life. I was about 28 at the time. It was almost 2 years ago. Yeah, it was about a year and a half to 2 years ago when that happened.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's a great story that you mentioned, you know, especially what you've learned, what you've realized. You know, we all love to be, you know, that perfectionist, right? Especially when we live in a world where, you know, everything's curated to look perfect, not realizing, like, it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, people will relate to you more because they realize, you know, you're just human, just like everyone else. You make mistakes, you fall down, you get back up, and, you know, they can gravitate to that. So I think, you know, that's great that you were able to realize that. And, you know, because of, you know, the experiences that you've been through, what's your life been like now?
Oh my God, it's been amazing. After I did the life coaching thing, I met with my friends, and then we got together and started a group called She Talks Asia, which I mentioned briefly in the beginning. And, you know, we had impossible dreams to set up, you know, quote unquote, to set up a conference in like 2 months and, you know, mount it and get funding and everything. And I was able to approach it with less fear. There are certain fears coming up, but I was able to just see it and then acknowledge it, and then it would disappear. So I feel like I stopped holding myself back. I would send the email. I would reach out. I would set the meeting. You know, it's before when you overthink, you're like, oh, I'm not ready. We're not this. We're not that. Or I'm not this. Or I'm not that. Now it's just kind of like, okay, let's see what will happen. What, you don't lose anything if you try, right? So I was able to really move into that and really just speak my mind and say things. You know, and I think as you have business partners, it's better that they're truthful than try to be people pleasing, because you'll never really, you know, you're never really going to be able to work well together if everyone holds back. So I think we've been able to have really honest conversations as business partners. And then with my own company, Next Theory, I was really able to just analyze, like, okay, if I'm going to do branding or social media or whatever, but what do I want to do? You know, like, what's my voice? We're still always building voices for other, or, you know, building voices that other people put on you. What input can I give back as well so we can co-create something special? This is for clients, right? And yeah, just being able to put more of my ideas out there and input or inspiration without feeling like, oh, it's not good enough because, you know, I don't have an MBA. Or that was my fear before, you know, like, I grew up in the Philippines and I never studied abroad, and I never went to like a university abroad. So those were my limiting beliefs too. So just being able to, you know, step into action with what I believe in and without worrying if it's perfect enough. Do you know what I mean? If it's like okay enough, I just kind of step into it and I say, let's just see what will happen. Do you like it? If they like it, they like it. If they don't, or they don't get it, normally they like it. Or if they don't get it now, they'll call me in like 2 or 3 months and be like, we get it. You know, I haven't had any violent reactions to my ideas so far, thank God. But yeah, I feel like I just do things now and I don't overthink my worthiness, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, it's great that you're able to just go out there and just, you know, do it, right? Regardless of the outcome, right? I mean, of course, every idea we put out is not always a winner, but, you know, sometimes our greatest downfalls or greatest mistakes can be our greatest opportunities. And I think people forget to realize that.
You know what I learned, just to add on to what you said, and this helps me clarify my point better, I don't really care if, because, you know, it's like if some are successful and some are not, to the outside world, right? But the fact that you put it out there, for me, is a success. Some people never put it out, right? So I remember, like, some She Talks videos would get, like, it's trending, it gets so many views. Some don't. But I don't care. I'm like, we still made it, and I'm still proud to put it out there. If one person likes it or a million people like it, I'm still proud of it. And I think that's the thing that I really learned. It's like to not be so dependent on, and what you said, it's like, oh my God, everyone curates everything. But, you know, and because they want all the likes, but I'm like, oh my God, if you can just put something out there that's real and honest to you and you love it and you share it. And seriously, I think like we had a little bit of views for one video, but I'm like, I don't care. You're still putting out something that means something to you. And that for me is already successful. Yeah. Anyway, just kudos to anyone who puts their idea or creative idea out there, even if it's just super raw and polished or whatever. You had guts, you put it out there, you exposed it to like criticism, you know what I mean? So anyway, that's just what I thought.
I think that's great. You know, it's really rare for someone to love what they do regardless of what happens. Like you mentioned, if one person shows up or 1,000, I mean, you love what you do, and you know, everything you build up, well, you'll get it back in return. So thanks for sharing that. And Victoria, to the woman who is listening to your episode, you know, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Work on your self-love. It's something I really only learned recently. I would preach about it for years, but I never practiced it. Work on that and fill yourself up, and then everything else is an overflow. So, you know, as women, we give a lot. You know, we're nurturers, we help people, we're so loving, but sometimes we forget to give back to ourselves. And it's something that I've been telling myself, it's been something I've been telling my family, my close girlfriends, you know, or anyone, like, don't forget to fill yourself up first, fill yourself up so much that things overflow, and when you give from your overflow. Again, these are things, it's on the internet, it's on YouTube, people talk about it, but do we practice it? And I think, you know, that was my biggest takeaway. The more you get into the practice of it, you will see the results manifest around you, and it's effortless.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And Victoria, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out, you know, some of the She Talks conferences, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @Victoria_Herrera. And then for my own company, you can find me at www.next-theory.com. And then for She Talks Asia, you can follow us @SheTalksAsia for our IG and Facebook handles. And our website is www.SheTalksAsia.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Victoria, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Victoria's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really grateful today for having Victoria be on the show to talk about her tips and stories on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Victoria.
Thank you so much, Sheena. I'm glad to finally connect with you. It took me a while, but I made it.
It's okay. It's better late than never, and I believe timing's everything, so it's really great to have you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.